Thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
All right. We do have a two special guests today, and they are special to me, great mothers in the Lord. So this is Pat and Andrea. Okay, which one's first? Okay. All right. Well, all right. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, church family. I'm so glad to be here. But before I start sharing about Mother's Day, I have to testify just a little bit. So Pastor Terry called me Monday evening to ask me about this, and I was so tired I'd fallen asleep on the couch. So I missed his call. And I woke up about 11:30 and saw I had a missed call from him, so I listened to the message. You know, and he was like, I need to talk to you, but it's nothing bad. So then I'm thinking, what could it be? And the Lord was like, he's going to ask you to speak as a mother for Mother's Day. And I was terrified. So I sit there and wrestled with it all night long. And when I called him back the next day, I knew that I was supposed to do it. So, of course, I said yes and thanked him for asking me. Well, within about an hour, I felt a little bit of this sore throat come up. And I was like, no, it's no big deal. Just forget about it. Well, by the next morning, I had tonsillitis and my throat was closed up. That's why I wasn't up here this morning, because it's still not gone. But I was like, uh-uh, devil, you're not taking this, because there's purpose in this. So I just want to testify and give God the glory and the praise that I know he's still working on me. He's still growing me. He's still renewing things in me. He's still making me new every day, and I'm just thankful for it. And I'm thankful to be in a church that encourages that and helps foster it in you, helps to pick you up when you struggle and fall down, and love on you in the mountains and the valleys. So I just wanted to start off with that and just be thankful for our Savior. Now, as far as like for my mom, I'll talk about my mom. She was the third of seven children. She grew up in Balsam Grove, which is like halfway to nowhere. You know, it took like 45 minutes just to get to a grocery store. And, you know, they lived a real simple life, but she grew up going to church every week. But it was hard, you know, like they had to grow garden and, you know, work for their food. Everybody had a chore in the family, and it all had to get done. my mom went through a lot of struggles. She had a lot of wounding from different hurts and things like that. So when we were young and we were growing up, it's hard to explain. Like, she was not one of those nurturing moms that was constantly telling you that she loved you or hugged you, because life was just too hard. She had so much she had to do. She was a single mom of four kids, and when she became a single mom, she changed the job that she had and went to, started cleaning houses for people so that she could make her schedule be what it needed to be there for her kids. She grew a garden so she could can vegetables, because otherwise she couldn't feed us all. As a child, I did not realize how much she sacrificed. Just what she did, and she never let us know how hard things were for her. Even though she never told me as a child that she loved me, I had no doubt. It was never a question. The thought never even came up that she didn't love me, because she showed me every day in how she cared for me, how she sacrificed for me. As an adult, I looked back and I can remember nights that we would sit at the dinner table and she wouldn't eat. And we'd say, Mom, are you not going to eat? Oh, I'm not hungry. You guys go ahead. Well, I realized as an adult when I looked back, she would wait until we had first and seconds, if that's what it took to get us full. And if there was something left, she ate it. Well, how much more can you love someone than to sacrifice in that way? But she never overcame, like, all of those struggles that she had. She kept them to herself. She lived her life in this isolation and struggling alone. And I saw that on her as she got older. and it was very heartbreaking to me. And I can honestly tell you that she, I'm sorry, I lost my place here. You know, even though, like, things were hard, like, I didn't grow up in a house where there was arguing or tension or any of that. It was just, you just kept pressing forward, like, things had to get done, so you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Well, I lost my mom. She passed away on December 17th of 2010, and she passed away. She had colon cancer. But I'll tell you, I know this sounds crazy, but it was probably one of the most blessed experiences that I had with my mom when she passed away. She was, because she was in so much pain, she was sedated for like the last 2 weeks. She never opened her eyes. She never acknowledged us. In the moment that she took her last breath, she opened her eyes and locked eyes with my sister and then looked up in the corner and broke out in the biggest, most beautiful smile. I never saw that kind of joy on my mom's face in her entire life. And it filled my heart with gladness because I knew she was seeing somebody. And that for the first time in her life, she was free. All that hurt, all that trauma, it was left here. And she was with people. She was in a place where she was loved and valued and made whole and complete. And I'm not saying all this because I want you to feel sorry for me or for her. You know, she sacrificed so much, and I learned something this week that I had never known. You know how pretty and pink flamingos are, how beautiful they are? Well, a flamingo is the only animal that a mother, you can actually see how much it drains a mother to care for their children. So with a flamingo, when they have their young, you will notice the mother, their pink will fade until they're basically white while they're raising their young. And it's because they literally use all the nutrients in their body to provide a nutrient-rich food to provide for their children. Once their children are more independent and they don't need that, then the mom regains her color because she fills back up. Well, to me, isn't that like it's a picture of the sacrifice of Jesus? You know, like that what my mom did. When she sacrificed in that way, she sacrificed herself to lift me up. And I think that's what mothers do, like the nurture, the care, how you, like my mom, how she wouldn't eat so that we had food. I just think that's a picture of Jesus's love and sacrifice, that the character that motherhood is in women, like in all biological women, that's the character of God. That's a part of the image of God that he puts in women to love and care and nurture and sacrifice for their children. And so it just made me really grateful. And when I watched my mother pass away, and it made me realize, that was the moment that I realized just what bondage she had lived in that she had never let go of. And I realized I was following in her footsteps. And so since then, the Lord he's really dealt with me, and I'm still working on it. I got a long way to go, but he promises that he'll do it. I don't have to. And so that I don't want to be that person. I don't want to live in isolation and struggling alone. And I don't want to do it just for me. I want to break that generational curse for my children and my grandchildren and the future generations. And I want to do it for all of us, but I also want to do it in honor of my mom because I feel like then her struggle wasn't in vain. Because I know as a mother, I could handle a struggle if it means that my children don't have to. And so I believe that was my mother's heart too. And so I'm just really grateful for her and the sacrifices that she made and that she was such a strong woman and that she did teach us, don't give up. Where there's a will, there's a way. Keep trying. You can figure it out. You know, and those things have been so impactful in my life. I know that it's part of the very reason that I was able to press through with the Lord's help. And that example that my mother set when we had our accident, and it was so hard sometimes to keep going. And I also want to encourage you today. I don't want to forget about, there's so many moms that today's not necessarily an easy day. And I want to acknowledge all of you. And it's for multiple different reasons. Like, it's hard for me today because my mother's passed away and my children don't live close by. But I know that there's all kinds of circumstances, whether it be that your mother has passed, whether your child's no longer here, whether you've never had a child, by choice or not. I just want to encourage you that that gift of motherhood, that character of God, it's still in you. And God still wants to use it. All the things that I didn't get from my mom and where I miss her today, God has put people in my life, and a lot of them here in this room, that have loved me with a mother's love, that encourage me, that pick me up. I have sisters. I have daughters in this room. And so I just want to encourage all you ladies, let that gift shine, because it's literally part of the image of God that he wants to reveal through you. And what a blessing, like, that he loves us so much, he allows us to participate in his glory. So I just want to stand up here praising God for my mom. And so I just want to thank you for that.
And drunk a whole bottle of water. Happy Mother's Day. Being a mother is one of the most challenging things I have ever done. I've worked a lot of jobs, done a lot of things in my life, but being a mother is the most challenging, but the most rewarding. As I look around this room this morning, I see a lot of warriors, women who have fought the fight on their knees for their children. And some still fight for their children because God promised us our household. And we keep standing in the gap for our children, and we keep believing and trusting the Lord. To me, it's blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears is what it is to me. A mother takes a licking and keeps on ticking. That's about how I feel about that. I'm speaking from my own experiences as a mother. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Well, Mama, that faith still dwells. The faith my grandmother had that prayed for me, and the faith that my mother had that prayed for me. I stand here because of a praying mother. I stand here because of the fight, the strength that my mother had. She kept on praying for me when things were not good. And one thing I miss a lot of times in my life is being able to run to my mother and give her a hug and let her tell me it's going to be all right. All the characteristics of a great godly mother was passed down to my mom from her mom. I never had to question if I was loved by my mother. As Andrea said, I was the oldest of 6 children, and I guess you could say my mother taught me to be a mother, because I had to mother my siblings as well. When she was busy doing the things that she had to do that was necessary, give me the switch, Mama, I'll put them in line. Because sometimes when they give me that authority, I might have abused it a little bit, you know. Don't never ask any one of them. A mother that when a thunderstorm came up that was really bad, that would say, get to the bed, be still, and know that there's a God. That she taught us the fear of God. She taught us the love of God. It was an unconditional love. I always had her to run to, and she loved me no matter what the situation was in my life a mess, being happy, succeeding in something. She was always there encouraging me to keep on keeping on. She wasn't selfish. My mom wasn't selfish. Our needs come first before hers ever came. She made a lot of sacrifices. I remember a time when my mother did not have any shoes. There were six of us kids. We lived back in a hollow, and we were poor in material things. But we were rich in love, and that shows today with myself and my siblings. But I remember a specific time when my mother went out to the chop block and she took her high heel shoes and she chopped the heel off of those shoes so that she would have shoes to wear during the months of cooler weather, because we needed shoes. That was sacrifices. That was love. That was a mother's love. A mother's love that kept us going whenever we felt like giving up. My mother was a defender. As long as we were in the right, she would be like a mother bear and her cubs. You don't come against a mother bear when she has cubs, because she's going to get you. But when we were in the wrong, there was quite a big peach tree in the backyard. And we knew the tea was coming. The peach tree tea. That's what she called it. But, hey, it worked. She was nurturing. She would be up all night when we were sick, holding cloths on our head. Maybe even in the kitchen, frying up some onions and plastering them on our chest with a diaper, you know, to break loose that congestion or whatever. I mean, I was raised in the old days, in the old-timey days, when my mother done everything she could, because we didn't go to the doctor. There was no such thing as going to doctors when I was growing up. There was a remedy in the woods. That's just the way it was. She was the best cook ever. My mom could cook some of the greatest meals. And every Sunday, she prepared a meal for her family. Every Sunday. And if you weren't there, it was bad if you weren't there, because she expected you to be there for that meal on Sunday. And then she would go to work on the second shift at a rest home. But she sacrificed. She would stand in that kitchen and cook. She took us to church. She didn't have license when we were small and growing up, but when she had that opportunity to get her license, the first place she took us was to church. She took us to Bible school. Even though we weren't in church as small children, she taught us about the Lord, and I admired that about my mama. There's many times that I saw my mom kneel beside the couch and pray, and many times she would line us all up beside the couch, in front of the couch, right there, like little soldiers. And she would pray over us. And she would cry. And she would love on us. And we knew she was praying for our daddy because he was lost. My daddy was not saved till he was 73 years old, and he went home to be with the Lord at 75. Prayer works. Amen. A praying mama, a praying wife. I pray that I'm the example to my son as my mama was to me. I know I get a little crazy sometimes, and Brandon will admit that. Just don't ask him too many questions today. But there have been times when he's come in late at night, went to the bedroom. Mama, you been anointing in here again? Because everything would be greasy. Because that's just the type of mom I was. I believed in prayer. I believed in prayer, and I knew the only way was to call on the name of Jesus Christ, because I wanted my household saved. And that's what I done. I pressed in. My mama pressed in for all her children. We all have been saved. We all love the Lord. We all have different relationships with God, our own personal walks and relationships. Of course, I wish they would all come to Father's Vineyard, but that's another story. Mama was a teacher of God's Word. She's a preacher sometimes because she would preach to us a lot. And sometimes she was a choir director. She'd have old hymnals and she'd set us around in the living room and we would sing old hymns like "I Come to the Garden" or "Where I'll Never Grow Old." Some of you probably don't even know those songs, but they were old-timey hymns. And she would weep and she would cry, and we would weep and we would cry. And every morning she taught us responsibility, because every day we had chores to do, and we got up every morning and every one of us went to the chore that we had. I never remember ever, and I thank God for this today, that I never spoke a harsh word to my mother. I never had to feel guilty when my mother passed away, because I loved her that much and I appreciated her that much. The struggles my mom went through, I knew there was a God. I knew there was a God, and that same God today gets me through the struggles that I have, and I love him with all my heart. I love him, and I depend on him because he is my strength. He is my comforter. My mom was a warrior. She was a prayer warrior. Some days she would get missing, and we would look around and say, "Where's mom? Where's mom? I don't know where she's at." She'd be in the woods, sitting on a stump, praying. Probably, too, trying to escape us because we were a pretty loud bunch. So she needed to have some quiet time. You know about quiet time? Sometimes we need, as mothers, we just need some quiet time and a time to just chill out for a little bit and gather our thoughts before we commit murder or something. Oh, my goodness. But I could go into a whole lot more, but I know I don't have much time. But I just want to tell you this morning that I love you. I appreciate you. Miss Brenda, I honor you as a mother of this church, and I appreciate you. And I just pray and speak blessings over all you mothers today. And whatever you may be going through, hang in there. Hang in there, because the army's rising up. So hang in there, and God bless each one of you.
Amen. No, there I am. Found myself. Here I am. Well, I'm going to bring it to an end. Part of our day today is letting you out early. But before we do, my father was killed when I was 8. And about 2 weeks before, he was in a car accident. He was in that accident, he told my mom, he said, he had sort of like tears in his eyes, and said, my mom asked what's wrong, and he said, "I don't know what's going to become of my boys." And a daughter. "But I don't know what's going to become of my boys." 2 weeks later, he was killed in a car wreck. So my mom, as a single mom, had to raise us. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the mothers. because it was during that time Mom had to play both roles, Mom and Dad. And I do want to say that my father didn't have to worry, because looking at how we turned out, here I am today, a pastor of a church. Don't know why other than God's hand and a mama's help. My brother passed away a few years ago. He was an educator of a school. He was in education for many, many years. My sister did missionary work on mission fields. So I can say, my mom passed away about 3 years ago. I can say, well done, Mom. You took care of us kids. And we turned out to give God glory and to make her pleased with how she raised us. So I want to say to all you moms, don't quit on them. They may be getting in trouble. I got into a lot of trouble. But they may get in trouble, but don't quit on them. Believe in them. Stand with them. And that's what my mom did, even when I was bad. My mom used to tell me when I'd go out, she said, son, I said, yes, ma'am. And she'd say, behave. And I said, I will. But you do know there's two ways to behave. There's good behavior and there's misbehave. She said, I don't want that one. I want the other one. But a lot of times I chose the misbehave. But anyway, don't quit on them. And I want to again say, moms, thank you so much. And I want you to stand again as we give God praise for you, and then we're going to adjourn. Thank you so much. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for these moms. Thank you for the patience that they have with kids, with all of us. Thank you for the love that you've deposited inside them that comes out of them, and it strengthens the children. We thank you, God, that we're here today glorifying you and honoring our moms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Everybody go eat early. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.